battling with the establishment, Nancy Schaefer. State Senator Nancy Schaefer was the founder and president of Family Concerns, Inc., a nonprofit organization located in Georgia. And we'll tell you a lot more about her when she comes on the show in just a little while. Let's get a few phone calls in right now on the heels of the news showing teenagers training with machine guns to kill veterans in the U.S. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Nice to meet you, sir.
Hey, buddy.
First-time caller.
Welcome.
I got a question for you. I was in the military for 8 years. I got out last year. A friend of mine, Mark, woke me up to your shows. I watched all your shows. Great shows, by the way. We spent about $300,000 to buy a piece of property in the middle of nowhere, got it set up for an emergency, and we picked four other people with good skills in certain areas to get it all set up. Now we live about 2.5 hours away from this camp that we set up. Do you think by watching everything like a hawk and listening to you every day and everything, do you think we're going to have enough time to get out of here to get to that middle of nowhere place?
Well, number one, you trust these people. I know it's fun to secret agent. I'm not saying you're doing this. To secret agent around and call it your secret camp. I'd call it your deer camp. And you're a gun club. And, that's the end of it. I don't know your geography. I don't know what's around you. But what they'll do is they'll announce, oh, we've got a new plague that's been released. We don't know if it's deadly. And they'll do it enough times with kind of soft kill ones that aren't very strong. I've always said this, and I didn't just start saying this with the flu, folks, 3 weeks ago, that then they'll release the really big one. And then everybody will kind of stand down. Then they'll lock the cities down. That's what these dry run drills are about. But depending on where you live, I really can't advise you. You sound like a pretty smart guy, but every time there's some type of scare or bird flu thing going on, or if you hear a nuke went off 10 states away from you, you better get out of the city then if you don't want to be locked down in the city. Now, does that mean every time you leave that they're not going to lock down? No, but if you want to be safe, I mean, during this swine flu thing, I was saying probably staged, manufactured just to scare people, but we got to take them serious when they say this. This could be their move because of what they've done in the past. I had my family on standby with packed bags, storable foods ready to leave. And we were on standby. And I was going to debate whether I'd jettison my family to a safe location and whether I was going to stay here. I mean, it was going to be some killer thing, killing everybody. I was going to bring food and cots into my office, and I was going to stay here and go down with the ship because, that's our job. But where do you live? You say you live in New York, New York City, or New York State?
Niagara Falls, New York. I literally live like 15 minutes. I could see the border from my house.
Oh, well, you're in a security
and
zone.
I have a lot of back roads and everything that we planned out that we want to take any main roads or anything to get back down to the deer camp.
Sounds like you
so
got
we have
made
all that planned out. We just don't, we're watching everything like a hawk so we can try to figure out a trigger to when to get the hell out of here.
Well, that's good. And that sounds like you know what you're doing. Yeah, I would have a map with highlighted back roads. Of course, Homeland Security said in 2004 that's an act of terrorism to have a road atlas in your car, but terrorists are terrorists. You know, veterans, gun owners, atlas owners, people wearing blue jeans, people with cell phones, people with white vans. That's all listed. Everything's listed. Everyone's a terrorist. And they've got the youth squads training to. Hey, what do you think about the Boy Scouts training to hunt you down and kill you?
It's insane.
Well, but it isn't insane. Every other nation that went to tyranny did that.
Yeah. Well, really weird is when I first went into the military and I went in around 9/11. I ended up in Iraq twice. First time I came back, I noticed something different about my country. I love my country to death. The second time I came back, it was just like I don't recognize my own country anymore. Things have changed so much.
They just had a big university do a study. The United States is the sixth worst police state in the world. England's the fifth worst. I mean, there's only North Korea and a few others ahead of us now. People don't realize, folks, that on the scale, we're as bad as it gets. Stay there. I want to let you be able to finish up, sir.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have Senator Nancy Schaefer coming up in a moment. I meant to get to this story. Scientists arrested for smuggling vials used in Ebola research in the U.S. Then I saw the New York Times article we're linked to up on InfoWars.com. I already knew it, but the photos of Homeland Security training the Cub Scouts in paramilitary uniforms with submachine guns to hunt down U.S. veterans. And, of course, they put the veteran in a bad light. But the villain's always a veteran. You got to kill him. It just blew me away, and I went into a tirade for 20 minutes, so we're behind. But Tony, a veteran that the Boy Scouts are trying to hunt down, is in New York. You were talking about coming back to your country and not being able to recognize it. The reason the United States is rated by major university studies as the number six police state on the planet, number one being North Korea, and England's number five, I want to be sure about that. I had that article yesterday. I never got to it. I've read it, but in fact, guys, it's in the stack. In the stack, show people the stack here. This is 3 days. This is how much news comes in here, how much gets dumped on my desk, how much I bring in. This at the end of the week will be cleaned off. We got to get a filing system for this, but then we got to have like two people, three people just to go through all this when I need something. I mean, this is insane. This is today's stuff is all right here. Anyways, the point is that once they say we can secretly arrest you and secretly hold you and torture you, even if it's not implemented fully, the next step is total tyranny. So that's why we've now become one of the number one police states in the world. And now they're announcing, oh, guess what? Homeland Security wasn't for the foreign Muslims or Arabs, and taking their rights is wrong. But the point is they knew it would be popular. It was all really for you. See, what you thought was for somebody else is for you. It's for me. So finishing up, Tony, you went to Iraq twice. And when you talk to other vets, are they waking up? Because the vets I talk to are all waking up.
Yeah, quite a few of my friends are definitely waking up. What definitely woke up a few of my close vets friends is that I'm a warrant officer. I was a warrant officer. I flew an Apache. I had missiles that could kill thousands of people in my control. I come back here to try to get a handgun permit, and I was denied. Two, three other of the guys that I speak to online that I try to keep in touch with, they still are trying to apply for a handgun permit, and they can't even get them. So when you go on about they're not letting us military officers get guns, they're not. I mean, I just don't understand how they can let us turn around and have missiles, access to missiles, but then when we go to apply for a handgun for our own protection in our own home, we get denied.
No, I know. God bless you, sir, and I appreciate your call. Most people accuse me of exaggerating. It is the opposite in almost every case. I have studied the thousands of pieces of data coming in, and I can officially tell you, and we even have mainstream news admitting large portions of it, that they are phasing in not allowing veterans to own firearms. Now, you've seen the DHS report saying you're the main target of the enemy. You got the Boy Scouts training with machine guns to come kill you, right out of Nazi Germany, right out of Soviet Russia. I mean, right out. I mean, they're going down every type of tyranny there is and doing it. And it was all set up decades ago. It doesn't matter if it's George Bush or Barack Obama. The agenda's the same, but it's all coming to a head under Obama. He's their closer, as George Humphrey has said eloquently here on air. I mean, absolutely, he is the closer. He is the guy that's doing all of this. So it just absolutely boggles my mind and makes my head spin that this is going on. And there is no doubt. Remember, Clinton tried it in 2000 right before he left office. There was the article about 86,000 vets put on a list not be able to own guns, and they wouldn't say why. And now the head of the White House, chief of staff, says, we're going to put you on a no-gun list like a no-fly list. And then now they've introduced the bill saying, we'll secretly say you can't own guns, and the attorney general can ban any guns he wants. Just give him the power. It's happening. British reporters for one of the biggest newspapers in the world, London Guardian, goes to Greece and tries to photograph a huge hotel with our leaders illegally meeting in it to set policy, Logan Act, and they come and arrest him twice. They don't care if he's with one of the top 10 papers in the world. None of that matters now. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to our guest. Now, I saw a YouTube video of her giving a speech, and in 5 minutes, she boiled everything down I try to explain about the CPS and the bounties on taking kids and how there's no due process. She's State Senator 50th District. Senator Schaefer serves her constituency in 8 counties that make up 50th District in Georgia. She's got a long, illustrious career out there fighting corruption. She's also the head in her state of the Eagle Forum. And so she now joins us, and we appreciate her standing up eloquently and fighting this. And so we appreciate Senator Schaefer for coming on. Nancy, it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you. It's good to be on with you. Appreciate all you're doing.
Thanks for holding while I was ranting for 5 minutes about the DHS document saying veterans are the number one threat to Homeland Security. Were you aware they're training the Boy Scouts for gun confiscation?
Well, you know, I've heard that they are training boys. I didn't know that it's Boy Scouts.
Yeah, it's Boy Scouts, school groups, public school groups. This is just one. What do you think of all the new documents coming out demonizing veterans on a separate issue?
Oh, it's awful. It's just awful. It's unconstitutional, and it's wrong, and you just can see the direction that we're headed.
I got to be honest with you, Senator. I mean, I knew the globalists were evil, but it's even hard for me to believe they're this bold.
Yes, it is.
I mean, training 14-year-olds to go after the military. I mean, that's right out of East Germany.
That's right. This is that community service that we're hearing all about.
Absolutely.
But it certainly has a different definition, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Ma'am, I'm going to try to just sit back and shut up because I'd like you to break down but with a little bit more time, what you gave in that speech. I know you've given a lot, but I saw this particular speech of you, I believe, before the Eagle Forum, really laying out the facts of just how unconstitutional and Kafkaesque the CPS is.
Right. Well, it is unconstitutional, and I'm sure you have many listeners that know that children are being taken away from their parents in a ruthless kind of behavior by caseworkers and social workers and investigators, and the bureaucracy is very huge. That also includes lawyers and judges and therapists and others who take these children from their parents without a cause. And of course, we know that money is being made because of this. And I am convinced, without a shadow of a doubt, that parents across this country need to be warned of the dangers of the child protective services nationwide. You want me to just continue on, don't you?
Sure, Senator. Lay it out.
The Department of Child Protective Services has become a protected empire that we see going on around us, and it's built on taking children and separating families. As a matter of fact, I could throw in here now that it appears to me that the family is going to have to be destroyed in order for the one-world government to completely develop. But this is the taking of children by a protected empire, and it's this is not to say today that there are not those children who are really being abused, who need to be removed from the wretched situations that they may be in.
But it needs to be done through due process.
Yes, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the families that are having children removed from them with no cause, and then there is no due process available to them after this has happened. And in one county in my district, I had 37 families brought together one Saturday morning in the library to allow them to, without any press and without any child protective services pressure there, to tell their stories. And it was absolutely unbelievable to hear these parents, single dads, single mothers, telling their and other parents telling their stories of how their children had been picked up in the middle of the night, off of the school buses, out of schools, out of hospitals, even while they are nursing, and these families had never seen those children again. You have never seen such agony, such suffering, and such crying. And we had 50 families standing outside the door that were not allowed to come in because we already had 37 families inside. It was truly just seeing the work of the Gestapo coming against these families and taking their children from them, never to be seen again. It was very, very enlightening, that day was, when we saw what was happening in this one Child Protective Services department in one county in my district in Georgia. And not only that, but they had a separate business going on where they required all of these parents to come in multiple times and have drug tests. And they charged the parents every time, so they had a separate business going on. They had already made over $100,000 in this business.
Well, Senator, stay there. Let's come back and break down the abuses of the Bill of Rights Constitution. For those that don't know, they set up at the turn of the last century these family courts that don't follow the Bill of Rights Constitution. They were actually set up to carry out racial hygiene, or they were first called eugenics courts. And that's why they're separate and new and outside of the Bill of Rights Constitution. It's all completely illegal. And it's come out in the news, all these family court judges are getting illegal kickbacks from the private CPS facilities because they're getting federal funds, and then they pay the judges, in some cases, millions of dollars apiece. So that's all this is a bounty on your children. And we tend to focus on the CPS workers. The real evil is the judges. They're the ones making the big money and the private groups. Stay with us, Senator.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, Nancy Schaefer,
you can run on for a
state head
time.
Of the
run on
Eagle Forum,
for a long time. Run on
state senator, 50th district. Well, this is a apropos song to have coming on right now. You can throw your rock, hide your hand, working against the people, and it's just amazing. What the establishment are doing is they work against their fellow man, always advertising how it's for the children. It's a giant industry, and really people, but some nasty folks. There's some that just want the money of kidnapping the kids, but the others like to do horrible things with the children. That's been proven in all over the news. Senator, so when did you begin to discover these horrors, and what has your fight been like? I mean, because I know discovering this back 12, 14 years ago and fighting it myself and getting calls at hospitals when a newborn baby's literally jerked off the mother's breast with no judge's order even. I mean, it shook me to the core. It's made me actually cry when you're around the families and see the pain, because it's worse than a death. When grandma dies, she's old, you love her, but you expect it to happen, and it's sad. But when you see families with the joy turned into a nightmare, with their young being snatched, it hits you at a core level. And frankly, it tears your guts out. And then I'm going to be honest, then you want to kill people. Senator, tell us about your journey and then more of the horrors.
Well, it has been horrible. It really has. And let me just say up front here now that my writing the corrupt business of Child Protective Services, which you probably have read at some point or another, that prompted me, of course, to give the speech at Eagle Forum for the conference last year, at the end of the year, I lost my Senate seat over this. And working, and let me say that there are causes worth losing over, so it hasn't distressed me that much. It's just given me more time to work on this issue and other issues. But in calling around the country to other state representatives and senators, asking them would they help this family or that family that have been contacting me, they have told me that if they help, if they do anything, they will lose their job. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, it's a mafia.
And, of course, it cost me my Senate seat. But that's okay. That's okay. We're moving forward. We're exposing what is being done. And you mentioned a few minutes ago about the judges and the money. I wanted to share with you that the Census Bureau has reported that in 2002, $40 billion in transfer payments were made between households. That money is under the direction and the control of family court judges.
And that's only the tip of the iceberg, of course.
That's right.
You break this down so well, but there's bounties on children's heads.
Yes, there are. As a matter of fact, we just learned a few days ago that an order had even been placed to one of our Child Protective Services departments for a particular kind of child that they wanted. So there is a bounty on these children. As a matter of fact, when you break it down as to exactly what is happening to promote these financial incentives, you have to go back to the Adoption and the Safe Families Act that was set in motion in 1974 by Walter Mondale, and then later was expanded upon by President Bill Clinton in 1997. And what this act did is it offered cash bonuses to the states for every child they adopted out of foster care. So in order to receive the adoption incentive bonuses, local child protective services need more children. They must have merchandise, which is the children, that sells. And you must have plenty so that the buyer can choose. Some counties are known to give 4,000 to 6,000 bonus for each child adopted out to strangers and an additional 2,000 for special needs children. And, of course, this money just continues to follow the child and follow the child for years and years and years. And the employees work to keep those federal dollars flowing.
And that's why 67% of children nationally, and that happens to be the average in Texas as well, we have the state hearings on this, are on multiple psychotropic drugs because
yes.
Once they give them a designation, then the cash amount goes way up.
That's right. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. There's a baseline number. There's a baseline number that of expected adoptions based on population for each state. For every child that DHR or Child Protective Services or whatever it's called in your particular state can get adopted, there's this bonus of $4,000 to $6,000.
All right, Senator Schaefer, stay there. I'm sorry, we've got to break. That was a short segment. Long segment coming up. I want to get into what you just talked about, the ordering certain children. We know the blonde-haired, blue-eyed gets the top cash, and that's been confirmed. So they're trafficking in your children.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
You know, it's hard to talk about this subject, but listeners need to understand something. I've lived it. I've viewed it. I've watched it. I've been to family courts. Here in Austin, it's so corrupt. It's not just little kids they're grabbing. If you're late to class three times in Travis County, they charge you with truancy. Now, the state statute says it's way above 10 unexcused absences in one semester. Last time I checked the law, it changes sometimes. But to the point is, it's a whole bunch of absences. But they have portable buildings built on, and they send these family court judges out, and they call the parents in the morning, and they put this on CBS News. I mean, I knew it was happening, but it was on the news. They commit this crime right out in the open like it's good. And they say, you were late to class, and you're going to sign this agreement, or I'm going to put you in juvenile hall for 6 months. Now, the judge, she goes, for contempt. It was Judge Jean Meir, who has huge facilities named after her. Talk about witch-like. And she was on there going, you understand? You know, with this face on TV, I got to find that clip somewhere. She's like, you understand me? And the dad's like, do what he says. And the kid's crying, I'm sorry, I was late to class. I'm sorry. Then you sign. Now they've got you contractually. That was the trick. She couldn't have put you in jail. Now they've got you contractually, a further adjudication. Now you're in the system. Now they got you. And it's come out, judges all over the country, getting over $1 million apiece in many cases, to put girls who were late to class in jail in Ohio or in Illinois. A girl wrote something bad about her principal making fun of him, and they arrested her and gave her 6 months in a labor camp. Remember that? We can pull it up right now if you don't believe us. And it turned out the judge was getting over $1 million a year to fill the private prisons, and they were doing kickbacks. Oh, man, keep them coming. Oh, God, the federal money's incredible. Keep them coming. We need more. I mean, this is like Shawshank Redemption. So take my film Endgame, and then we're going to the senator. In there, we have a clip from the state senate, and the representative asked her, Susanna Hupp asked her, she says, why do you put 60%+ of the children on Prozac-type drugs? And the head state board psychiatrist says, well, they have bad genes. There's no test for bad genes. They do. They just make it up. Anyways, I got to, ma'am, please continue with the bounties, because we've confirmed these, but you separately brought them up. For folks that don't know, the adoption agencies put out little bounties. This is all even done on the up and up, but there's also a little under the table. Tell us about the bounties on people's children.
Certainly, these children come with bounties because we know that the incentives are available there. The federal incentives are available, and they can be $4,000 or $6,000. But actually, there is a beginning formula in which each bonus is multiplied. And this sounds complicated. It really isn't, but this is what the states go by. Each bonus is multiplied by the percentage that the state has managed to exceed its baseline adoption number. Therefore, the states and local communities work hard to reach their goals for increased numbers of adoptions for children in foster care. So, therefore, you get to the end of the year and Child Protective Services department in some state or in a county there in the state may not have taken as many children as they need to, and they have their formula or their bonus increases on the wall, and it tells exactly how many more children they need by the end of the year.
So it's just like a sales shop at a car dealership. They got the sales manager. You're not going to reach your goal, Bob.
That's exactly right.
In the cases I saw, in this one case, it was this auto mechanic and his young wife, and she had tested positive 3 years before. They don't tell you when you're at the hospital. They're testing your blood, and they go, oh, she's got marijuana in her. No nut judge, no jury, no second test, no process. They come and take the blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. Well, this is 3 years later, and so they contacted my show, and they said, we're pregnant. We're going back in the hospital. We just want to make sure they don't try to take them. They call. I leave the radio that day. I drive down there. I go in with a camera. The cops say, turn your camera off. I say no. We open the door up, and the cop, and Mike Hansen was a witness to this. The camera doesn't pick it up very well. Mike Hansen was there. He got there even before me, and the cop actually had his hand on her neck making her sign it. You can't make this stuff up. This country's so gone, folks. And because they have special CPS cops just assigned to them who are particularly devilish. And they took the baby off her breast, the newborn baby, disappeared. And then we go to the court. They didn't even fill out the right name. They said the baby was 3 years old and that this lady had done all this abuse. The forms aren't just lies. They're so lazy and so criminal, they don't even care. They just use old forms and have you ever seen that, Senator?
Well, I haven't exactly seen that. I do know that they take children right out of the hospitals, and sometimes they're 1 or 2 days old. But the caseworkers and social workers oftentimes, very often, are guilty of fraud, and they do withhold the evidence, and they fabricate the evidence. And their whole goal is to terminate the parental right of the parents. And parents are just left at the mercy, and all of this in the best interest of the child, those words in the best interest of the child have been redefined. It's not in the best interest of the child. The bottom line is taking the children for money.
And the law was written, for those that don't know, I'd like you to speak to this because I know you're an expert on it, so you can speak to it. It was written to where, oh, we're supposed to keep the family together and give it to grandparents or the other spouse. Grandparents are now don't like how the parents are operating. They advertise on TV to tattle. The grandparents go and tattle, and then they don't get the children 9 times out of 10.
Yes. There are lots of grandparents that cannot get their grandchildren, even when it would be best if the parents are on drugs. Someone does need to have access to those children, but oftentimes the grandparents are turned down. Now, there is a policy that you're supposed to secure a relative immediately for those parents, but oftentimes that relative is never sought out. The grandparents are never given the children, and a stranger then comes in and takes over the lives of those children.
And
there is no, absolutely no financial resource or no real drive to unite the family back together or to keep them together or to provide any effective care for the family. That is completely gone. Now it's just, it's destroying the family.
Well, right out of high school, I learned about this because for a summer I worked for a large carpet cleaning place. And we would go to these houses because, you know, we might go to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 houses a day sometimes. And I'd say, what is this? And it'd be usually a middle-class house, 5-bedroom. Parts of it'd be nice. There'd be rooms locked. There'd be kids walking around in, you know, in shorts with their shirts off, you know, ages 3 to 10. There'd be marijuana smoke. There'd be some fat. It always looked the same, some pervert-looking adult. And then, because you'd be in a two-man team, and I was with the older guy who knew about it. He goes, oh, this is some foster parent house. And I'm not attacking all foster parents, folks, but I saw what it is. It's lazy potheads or alcoholics that get 4 or 5 kids, and that's their business, is they warehouse them, and they're always getting caught killing them or locking them up or giving them one hot dog a day, bread and water, because they want all that money for their drug habit. And that's why I've seen statistics of foster parents being 5 times more likely to abuse children than any other group.
You're exactly right. The children are much more likely to be abused in foster care than at home with their own parents. The beginning of this journey for me began with a grandmother who was trying to get her 2 granddaughters in one of the counties in my district. The Child Protective Services had removed the 2 little girls from their mother, who was very young. And they based it on the fact that there was an unopened can of beer in the front of her car. They took these 2 little girls over to an adjoining county, put them in foster home over there where they had 18 children, all kinds of little rooms downstairs in the lower level of this home. And one of the caseworkers in that county was a pedophile who lived in that home and regularly sexually molested the children who were in the foster care. When this came up in court, I went to court with this grandmother and sat in the back of the courtroom. And we had a good attorney that day who pulled the walls down, who cross-examined one of the older children in this foster home, and she admitted that there was an inappropriate relationship between the foster mother and the caseworker. And then it got a little worse, and then the juvenile court judge got all nervous and said, counsel, meet me in my chambers, and they went out and stayed 5 minutes and came back, and our attorney just looked at us and out loud said, it's nothing but legal kidnapping. That's all it is, legal kidnapping. But let me tell you what happened.
Did they get the child back?
We pressed, it's called DFACS in Georgia, and we pressed and pressed and pressed. The judge said those children will be removed within a week. Well, a week was gone, 10 days was gone, the children were still there. We kept leaning on them to get those children out of there. And out of the blue, someone called this grandmother in Florida to tell her that they were bringing the children from Georgia to the state line, which she drive up to pick them up. She, of course, said she would be there. She got the children. They didn't have any clothes. One was not wearing shoes. Mm-hmm. She took them home. And within 3 days, that juvenile court judge drew up a new order. And she gave the 2 little girls to their father, who lived on the West Coast, who had never been involved in their lives, and who was involved in adult entertainment. I pulled his business up on the Internet. Pornographic. Awful.
That's why they gave it to him. In fact, you come to the next point, Senator.
Within 3 days, that father was knocking on the door of that grandmother and took those 2 little girls screaming and crying to the West Coast.
Well, it's better than that. In that death pit down there in that house with all those other little kids. Now,
right.
Now, for those that don't know, I found out about this because I walked into these pits, and I probably only saw that summer 7 or 8 of them, but, I mean, they were all the same.
That's horrible.
And literally, they're hell pits. And I'm, Senator, you notice everything I've told you, you've seen the same thing because we've had the same similar experience
you know,
fighting this. And I just do it a little bit of the time. Frankly, I psychologically shy away from it because it's so... Well, it just
makes you feel. It does take its toll on you.
It makes me feel very aggressive. It makes me want to. But the point is that when it comes right down to it, how many Homeland Security deputy directors of states have been caught with little kids? How many senators and congressmen, you know, with the pages, and how many DHS officials, you know, that want to stop child abuse, it turns out, are pedophiles? When you get down to it, you got a couple groups. You got parents that were, I mean, you got children who were abused, who think that all parents are abusive and they're gonna punish the family. Because I went to college with some people that were going to be social workers, and you'd be out drinking beer, and the girl would say, you know, I just can't wait to take kids from these bad parents because I was abused. So there's those mentally ill people. Then there's pedophiles who want access to kids, and then there's scumbags that just want money. And I gotta say, that's basically what makes up CPS in my experience. And I think, from what I've seen, I'd probably say 30% of them are pedophiles. And I mean, and the problem is this crime rate, this crime spree is growing.
Yes,
so,
it is.
So can you comment on that? And where is this going? How do we stop them?
Well, I would say that there are definitely pedophiles in the system. There's no question about that, because we know where there's children, there are pedophiles. You know, they're in schools and they're in churches and they're everywhere where they can get their hands on children. So we know that that's true. And it's got to be brought to an end. It's got to be completely exposed for what it is. And in my opinion, it needs to completely be dissolved. I don't see any good left in Child Protective Services. As far as picking up a child that's being totally abused, the police could do that. Just as well as Child Protective Services.
And then you have due process. And exactly. Well, take Texas. Did you hear about the Texas Youth Commission?
I don't know.
I mean, there's so many crimes. I'm not knocking you if you haven't.
You're not talking about all those children in Texas that were picked up at one time.
No, that was with that Mormon sect.
Right.
Did you hear about how the child jails and the child facilities had organized pornographic rings and big rape parties for the children, and the state police found out about it and then weren't allowed to stop it, and now they forced the director out because he did the right thing?
I have heard about that in other states, but I have not heard about what happened in Texas, no.
Okay, well, here in Texas, it came out that every major facility was doing stuff that people wouldn't even believe. You can read it in the mainstream news. Now, they used that to pass a law for more money for the agencies. I'm sure you heard about Florida, where it turned out the directors were pedophiles and
yes.
3,000 kids were missing and all that. What did they get? More money, more power. The incredible thing is, the worse they get, the more money and power they get.
It appears that way. It appears that way. But all of it is based on money, and that's where it's going to have to be cut off. The federal incentives have got to be cut off and be removed on a federal level in order to get this stopped.
And that's where we go now in the closing minutes we have left in this interview, Senator. And again, we can only come in and pray for you in this fight and then politically going after you. Solutions. But before we hit that, I wanted to finish up. Specific orders for specific children that look a specific way. I mean, you're now saying you've discovered that.
Right, right. We have discovered that. We haven't discovered it in every state, but we've discovered it in many states, and we have so many families calling that are absolutely delirious. They are so desperate. They do not know where to turn, and actually, they have no place to turn for help. And, of course, parents, the poorer the families are, those are the ones who are targeted because they don't have the wherewithal to fight the system or hire an attorney. And they are just caught up in it, and many of them are because their children are blue-eyed or blonde or exactly what someone wants, and those families are targeted. So it is just heartbreaking as to what is going on and what we've got to do in order to bring this to an end.
Have you ever heard about what the former head FBI agent in Southern California discovered about the CPS even in the 80s? They have public auctions, closed auctions in Las Vegas with the kids on the block.
Mm-hmm.
These people.
Well, you know, we have some states now that put the children on the internet, and you can just go through their pictures and choose the one you want.
See how pure evil's just right out in the open now, like it's no big deal.
And then there are some children that even if you might like to, if a really good person who is really trying to help a child will choose that child, oftentimes, then they refuse to let these parents have the child. So if your motives are pure as the driven snow, and you're trying to really help get a child out of that system and give them a new life, oftentimes they won't let the child go.
No, they want client houses where they warehouse the kids, a lot of times locked up, and they've ruled, oh, they can legally lock them up and stuff in these little cages. They only want client foster parents that want to run the money in and put them on drugs because that's shared with the local CPS.
Right, right. It is one of the most corrupt situations that we could ever have in this country. And
yeah, well, what we need is to take the country back, have mass trials, and hang about 10,000 of these people high, because this rivals the Nazis. By the way, the Nazis had CPS. That's how they started grabbing people's kids the year Hitler was elected in 1933. He was a eugenicist. We'll be right back with the senator. Stay with us. Final segment.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You know, the senator probably had a million more things she could have told you, but I was interrupting the whole time. But it's because I'm trying to relay and back up everything she's saying, that it's so horrible that even when I think about it, and I've been studying it for 14 years, I can't believe it. And, I mean, you'll be facing down one of these CPS workers, and, man, you're like, I mean, you know, these are demonic, soft, goblin-like creatures. I mean, they're archetypes. Because, I mean, how could somebody go around stealing kids all day outside the law and seeing horror? They enjoy it. They're evil. They enjoy the pain. I'm going to ask the senator about some solutions, maybe have her back on to go over some more of those, and how to fight these people, how to expose them. I got to tell you about two sponsors before we go back to her. One of them is Home Gain. You can check out Max Little Orange Gorilla at Infowars.com. They have a home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. It's absolutely free. Just enter your home address. They have a lot of great mortgage companies and other stuff you can contact through their site. It's just a great portal. It's all free. Realtors, Home Gain, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today. And Survival Seed Bank. In a real crisis, folks, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. And you heard earlier from the London Guardian reporter, they're now restricting buying seeds in Europe and England. I mean, this is insane. You can check them out at survivalseedbank.com. Heirloom, non-GMO seeds, super high quality, great price. Get your own Survival Seed Bank today, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. Okay, Senator, what are solutions to fight these demons? I mean, we just get the public educated what we're doing now about their rights, get bigger organizations together to fight them, Congress, state laws, because we always push to get state laws to stop them, and they always take it over and get more power out of us trying to lobby to reform. How do we beat pure evil?
Very, very strong bill that I introduced to correct it here in the state of Georgia, and, of course, that bill was defeated. I also had several parents lined up to come down and do a video, and the video was defeated. And then, of course, I lost my Senate seat. So there's a huge battle over this, and many states don't want to let that money go that they've gotten used to. And one thing we haven't mentioned that I'd like to bring out is how huge the bureaucracy is. It is made up of caseworkers and social workers and attorneys and guardian ad litem and judges and psychiatrists and psychologists, and it goes on and on. The bureaucracy is huge, made up of people who look to the children in child protective services for their job security. And none of these people want to let this be brought to an end. This is where they get their paycheck.
And it's not being brought to an end. It's radically expanding.
Absolutely it is, and they're expanding with it. And we can see the children that are already being sent into mental health facilities. I had a mother that two children were put in mental health facilities, and, of course, that brings in Medicaid, and these two children were on 16 drugs a day.
Good Lord.
So it is corrupt to its absolute core. And we must stand against it. We must keep talking about it. And families that are listening to us today that are caught up in this, they need to continue to fight the system.
Okay, Senator, I got to stop you. We got 45 seconds. What about websites, or how do folks get a copy of your bill to get it passed in their state? I got to have you back for more solutions, but contact info, groups you recommend.
There are just welcome groups that they can recommend, or they can contact me at Eagle Forum of Georgia.
Just Google Eagle Forum of Georgia, or there's also the Senator Nancy Schaefer website as well. Nancy Schaefer, we want to have you back up. God bless you. You're a true angel, and we appreciate your courage. I know it's hard to do what you do because it's so hard. God bless you. Thank you, Senator. Our information starts now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.